Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, I know it's football. The reaction Monday is that the Texans played yesterday, but obviously we know what happened with the Astros. We'll get into that a little bit later, but this is just in from Shams, ESPN, Shams Charania. Just in, Houston Rockets point guard Fred VanVleet has suffered a torn ACL. Devastating, no, potentially season-ending loss for the Rockets with their starting point guard and leader. Again, Fred VanVleet, torn ACL, could be out for the season. Wow. We'll see what they do. They've got Aaron Holiday there. Amen Thompson, who could run some point, and then Reed Shepard. Don't know if that's what you want to do right now on the roster, but they were able to get his contract redone where he wasn't getting paid as much, and that was going to be a really good combo with him and that starting backcourt and his leadership and his experience to go along with the rest, obviously Durant and company, and now they potentially are going to be without Fred for the season.
So, I don't need this right now, Tyler.
I just don't.
I mean, we are staring down
what the
needing the Rockets to bail us out of some rough mental spots given what's going on right now with our sports teams.
I heard Sean,
need the Rockets to get us out of there, and this ain't the news I want.
I heard Sean Pendergast say, "Get the Rockets ready. We need you." Looks like the baseball season.
Oh, I saw a few different tweets yesterday after that issue in Jacksonville. I saw a few different tweets kind of mimicking that same message. Like, oh, man.
Rockets can't get here soon enough,
right? Can't wait for the hardwood. Well.
Alec on YouTube and Twitch just said, hit up Westbrook. Okay. I mean, hell, I don't know what I mean. Raphael Stone and company, they got some. Udoka, they got some things to think about. Wow, that is just crazy, crazy to see. All right, as we do react on this Reaction Monday, remember, coming up after us, we're done at 5 o'clock because you hear the coaches show with D'Amico Ryans, as he will have things coming up at 5 o'clock. So make sure you stay tuned to listen to what he has to say after. I believe he's got a chance to probably watch the film, meet with the team. He'll speak and have his coach's show coming up as we get done at 5 o'clock. But he did speak on In the Loop with his press conference. You could have heard it on In the Loop earlier today. He talked about the close comment again. And I want to go to listeners. I want to play what he had to say today about this team being close. And then I want to hear from the people. 713-572-4610. Do you agree with your head coach, D'Amico Ryans? Here is D'Amico speaking with the media today, addressing the close comments.
Yeah, what I mean by close, we were close in our three games, right? We were there in the fourth quarter, right? We were close to finishing and closing those games out. There are plays in each game that we've had these first three games that we didn't finish and win the game. So I'm not talking about close as a team, talking about winning the football game. That's what we're here to do. We're here to win football games. We've been in position to win those games, and we have not won the game. So we got to find a way to win the game, right? We got to make the plays in the fourth quarter of the games we've been in. We got to make those plays to put us in position to just ultimately to win the football game. That's what we're here to do, right? That's what we work tirelessly and hard for, is to win football games. So the games have been close. We've been right there in the games, right? It's, so we just got to find a way to get it done.
Factually, they have been right there in the games. That is correct. But depending on what you're meaning with when you mean we're close. If you're meaning we're close in these games to have been a different outcome if the ball bounced, I don't even know if it's the ball bounced your way, if you were able to make more plays, sure. But overall, are you close, right? And when I think about are you close, Clint, I thought, is this team going to make a run and make a run past the place they've been the last 2 years? And I think that was the expectation. They've said put a ring on the bull. That's been the mantra they've said, and I just don't think they're close to that.
Well, I'm not even a let's base this thing on putting a ring on the bull type deal. We're 2 years with D'Amico Ryans, two with Bobby Sloak, now one with Nick Caley, and this is the lowest I've ever seen the Texans. This is the lowest I've seen the Texans product in the 3 years of D'Amico Ryans has been the head coach. Like I don't know that this is a playoff caliber team, much less a team that could compete. I never doubted from about mid year when they started off with C.J. Stroud. You're like, wow, this is going to be a good thing. I never thought, boy, this D'Amico Ryans, there'll be a D'Amico Ryans coach football team that may not even scare the playoffs. Yeah. And we're watching that right now.
Yeah, they've got some tough games left on the schedule to try to get to 9 or 10, and that's where they got to get to. All right, Clint, we'll kick it off with you. Do you feel like you agree with head coach D'Amico Ryans that the Texans have been close? Clint, you in the building.
Yeah, Clint. Hey, what's up, show?
Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, Clint, what's going on? My name's Clint also.
Yeah, your parents got great taste.
Oh, they do, man. Clint Eastwood. Hey, first of all, man, there is no way. I want some of the Kool-Aid that he's drinking because he's feeling real good. There's no way that they're close. It's the worst they've looked. And listen, man, I got a question for both of you guys, and I'm so glad I got on today because I want to ask your opinion on this. Okay, we got rid of Bobby Sloak, which I think was a huge mistake. Like Clint said, this is the worst we've looked since D'Amico came here. And you guys remember when they were wanting to make Sloak a head coach? There were teams all around the league that were inquiring about Bobby Sloak. They wanted to make him the head coach. So we get rid of him. We should have given him at least another year. All we had to do was get the right draft picks, fix the O-line, and a few more problems. And in my opinion, I think we would be doing a hell of a lot better right now if we had Sloak as the offensive coordinator. But we bring a guy in, and I solely place this on Nick Caserio. He wanted to bring his buddy in from the Patriots. That's all that boils down to, a guy that comes in that has no experience as an offensive coordinator and didn't bring any of his staff, like you guys pointed out, and now look how bad we're doing. I mean, but if they think we're close, they're out of their mind.
Appreciate the call, Clint, and Clint Sterner. I'll let you take the last part. The first part, Clint, I said to you in the break earlier, I said I think I damn sure know they win yesterday's game if Bobby Sloak was a coordinator. I think they probably, to me, are 2-1 if Bobby is the coordinator. And we said this, and I said this to you last year, Bobby Sloak did not get fired because he didn't know what he was doing. I know that was a narrative that became really cool and popular. You don't do what you did the first year with, at times you could argue, worse talent than you had the second year and just all of a sudden become stupid, by the way, and become stupid to 10 wins and winning the division. I mean, they're dead last damn near in every offensive category right now. So Bobby Sloak did not get fired because he doesn't know what he's doing. Bobby Sloak got fired because somewhere in there with an important relationship, important person in the building, that relationship somehow dissolved and made him expendable. Like that, to me, that's it. You don't have a coordinator who is a year removed from having, as Clint said, maybe the best offensive season from a rookie quarterback that is getting head coaching looks that you then gave a raise because you wanted him to keep, Then all of a sudden, he's out. You'd at least give him a talking to in another year. So to me, it's clear this wasn't a Bobby doesn't know what he's doing thing.
Yeah, no. I don't doubt one bit right now. I think somebody'd be crazy to shape their mouth to even suggest that this wouldn't be a better football team and more a better offense if Bobby Slowick was still here. I mean, they've completely shifted the terminology, and the terminology appears to be the terminology appears to be so difficult that these guys can't figure it out. They can't even communicate it. So yeah, I don't know what they would have won or not won. I mean, I think you could argue they'd be 3-0 if Bobby Slowick was still here and they weren't changing terminology and changing scheme and starting all over. But they were significantly better the last 2 years than they are right now in offensive football.
And CJ was too. All right, Jay, jump in here. I can get you, Jay.
What's going on, y'all?
There you go, Jay.
So, to be honest, we just don't have a good football team. We have an excellent defense, but our offense is so poor that it just makes our defense okay. And I feel like that we definitely should have won these last couple games. I mean, we talk about Miami. You know, we laugh at Miami. We laugh at the Jags or the sorry teams of the nation. Man, but I bet they'll come down here and beat us, man, because that's how bad we are. You know, I bet you they come up here and put up 21 points. And guess what? I have no confidence in this Titans game. You know why? Because I feel like Cam Ward is going to have a coming out party. And we are going to find a way to lose the game because we are not a good football team. We may be the worst football team. And let me tell you what we're close to. We're close to 0-16. You're close to 0-4 and close to 0-5.
Jay,
and you're close to being 5.
Jay, I appreciate you. Call. Take a deep breath. 0-16. What about the 17th game? They're not going over.
Still got to play that one.
They're not going over. I was going to say, we're going to see. The Titans are coming to town. They're one of what you would think is one of the worst teams and winless teams in the league. Listen, but to the point he did make, Clint, that they're not playing like a good football team right now. And especially from an offensive perspective.
Jared Verse is a good player. Obviously, Josh Hines Allen is a good player. I don't know that they've played anybody that I would.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Consider a game wrecker. You know what I mean? I mean Simmons is coming in this week, and that's probably, would you say Simmons is probably the best player that
Simmons or Verse? I'd say probably.
Yeah, I mean we just haven't faced any just like dominant, like
Nick Bosa's out for the year, so he's like they won't run into him.
Run into that one.
Yeah, I mean I don't think the Ravens really have that. The Broncos have some good guys on their team. Maybe Chris Jones. They'll face Crosby a little bit later on with the Raiders. So yeah, you're right. They hadn't had to run into, you know, they hadn't run into Myles Garrett, right, or Micah Parsons or something like that.
Yeah. So I don't, the point there is just that they're not this is not a talent issue. This is not like, boy, the guys you're playing, they're just so damn good, you can't get things rolling. This is a Texans issue. And whether it's talent or it's coaching or it's bad luck or whatever you want to call it, it's just this is about the Texans. This isn't about the opponent for damn sure.
Yeah, Mac, jump in here, man. Do you believe that you agree with D'Amico that the Texans are close?
I would say this. How y'all doing, by the way? I would say this. I think they could possibly be close, but to me, and I know people hate to hear this, but to me, CJ's internal clock is running about 2 or 3 seconds ahead of what's going on the field. Like, I feel like his first year, he was kind of rookie, loosey-goosey, but it's like now he's just happy feet. I don't know how many times he's got sacked or what it is, but when you miss an open players like he's missing, it's something else. But what I want to say is this. Daniel Jones, the guy in Indianapolis, he's proven that it wasn't him because he has the talent and he's shown. They punted one time this year. I don't know what caliber teams they've played versus the teams of the Texans, but Daniel Jones, if we had Daniel Jones, I feel like we'd be 3-0. It's just DJ's internal clock is not, it needs to be wound up and set right to me. What do y'all think?
Well, I think it's a great point. I think it's a great conversation to have. I think in the hindsight's always 20/20, but I think, and I did say this in the moment as we were watching training camp, of just the defense just absolutely wreck the offense game, practice in, practice out, just one after another. You know, that's not conducive to installing an offense effectively. That's not conducive to your quarterback seeing things clearly and feeling confident and get good quality reps. And if I remember correctly, I got hammered on that text line talking about, oh, you sit, you play, you got to take care of him, you got to help him, you got to – no, no. No, I mean, it's just a matter of, do you want good quality practice reps, or do you think it's more important for your quarterback to go out there and just get his head beat in every damn day and deal with chaos in the pocket every single day? I would say that C.J. Stroud dealt with enough of that. And I do think there's some truth. I guess my overall point is I do think there's some truth to the caller of, like, you know, there's a real – there. I'll say this. I think it's very real that quarterbacks that get hit all the damn time and always have to live in chaos, their internal clock gets sped up and it screws up the timing and rhythm. It screws them up from their ability to just play the game confidently and calmly with their own instincts. And it's – I would be shocked if C.J. Stroud, given what he took last year and given what he dealt with in training camp, I would be shocked if C.J. Stroud's not having some level of struggle in that category.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.